Here to tell us more about what else is going on at the Walton Arts Center is Jody Beznoska, Vice President of Communications for the Walton Arts Center.
Hello.
Hello.
So we are happily ensconced in summer, are we not?
Yes, we are.
And the best selling point for Walton Arts Center these days is our air conditioning. It works well, and the theater is nice and cool. So a couple events coming up this coming weekend. Mm-hmm. We have the Composer's Showcase on Saturday at 8 o'clock in Star Theater at the mm-hmm. KU Jazz Series that mm-hmm. you just talked about.
Yep.
And we also just announced that the Rick Springfield show that was mm-hmm. going to be at the Amp on Sunday is now coming into the blessedly air-conditioned
yes.
Main Hall at Walton Arts Center.
I think all involved will be appreciative of that.
I think so. The good news about that is we will do our best to make sure people get seats that mm-hmm. are comparable to what they had at the Amp. And I think it'll be a fun evening. You'll be able to actually enjoy the music and not, you know, melt in the heat.
Yes.
So that will be Sunday evening. I believe the start time is now 8 p.m. for that.
Okay. And are there still tickets for that?
There are still tickets, both on the main floor, which is like the reserved area, and also if you like to buy lawn seats at the Amp, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You can buy seats in the balcony, and it'll be a similar setup.
So. And I got to see him the last time he was in town at the Amp, and it was a good time. So
I bet it is.
If you haven't bought your tickets.
I bet it will be fun, and I bet you know, I know everybody's feeling a little stir crazy with being, you know, stuck inside and
yes,
with air conditioning so much.
That is so true.
But maybe you can come out and party with Rick for a little bit.
There you go.
So that's Sunday. And we take a week off, really, and then we have the Midtown Men here on the 18th and the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been talking about the fact that these are the four of the original stars of Jersey Boys,
mm-hmm.
and they get all dudded up in their Jersey Boys look, and they sing music from the show and also other songs from the era.
Mm-hmm. The 60s,
really fun,
right?
Yes. Really fun. A lot of high energy. They all tell stories about how they got into the business of showbiz and how they connected as performers during Jersey Boys and what it was like being part of that phenomenon, because it was a real phenomenon and it still is.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be on the 19th and the 20th. There are three shows, an 8 o'clock on Friday, a 2 o'clock on Saturday, and another 8 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay.
And then we will have another summer jazz show on the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Warren Wolf will be playing. And then the day after, we'll have the Fayetteville Roots Festival, which I'm sure we'll all be talking more
about.
Absolutely.
We're very excited about that.
Very excited to have that. And it's in its second year, and it's going to be much bigger and much more exciting than last year. So thrilled for that. And then for everybody who's looking to plan your entertainment for the fall and even into the winter, if you'd like, the single tickets are on sale now for everything at Walton Arts Center. So that's everything on our Broadway season, classical music, jazz, 10x10, kids, everything. Plus the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas season is on mm-hmm. sale now, and Theater Squared season is on sale now. So you
know,
can,
they were at the Farmer's Market, Symphony of Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah,
so.
This will be their first season since they've sort of reinvented themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
with their new music director, Paul Haas, and he has built a 5-show season. The first one, I believe, is September, I think it's the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Masterworks concert, mm-hmm. so it will feature some of the big, you know, big, brassy, familiar classical pieces. But Paul loves to surprise people. So
yes.
he will put in little gems of things that you won't expect. And it's quite exciting that they're back and they're playing a full season again. So that's coming up. And you can buy subscriptions to that season if you'd like, or you can buy single tickets. They're all available at waltonartscenter.org or 443-5600.
And like you said, you guys are kind of taking off next week. But you guys have earned it, because this week you guys have had the AWE conference.
Yes, actually, I think the teachers have earned it. this is the Arts with Education Institute,
mm-hmm.
and it's just one of those wonderful things that happen every year at Walton Arts Center. You bring these teachers in, and you know teachers, they work hard. They have a tough, tough job trying to reach kids of all different learning styles, of all different levels of even English language proficiency nowadays. You know, there's a lot of English as second language people. And they come in for this week of training, and they just get so inspired by how the arts can help them reach their students. And so they've been working with Sean Lane, who is a presenter from the Kennedy Center. Okay. But they've also been working with our local teaching artists and our local performers. So they've been hearing from Shannon Wurst, who's working mm-hmm. on a project yes. with us. They've been working with Jason Sewell and Christy Hall, who are actors with local groups. They've been working with Cassie Mishevich, who's the artistic director of Trike Theater, Nikki Ciccatelli Stewart from Crystal Bridges. So mm-hmm. it's this wonderful collaboration of local teachers, some of the best teaching artists that you can have here in the region, and they're all working together to figure out how to use visual art and drama and movement and music to better connect with their students. So it doesn't really get any better than that for teachers. It's pretty exciting. So we're in our final few days. Tomorrow will be our farewell lunch, mm-hmm. where we will hopefully see at least several dozen of our former AWE participants.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, this is our 20th anniversary. So we invited everyone. And the last count I heard was that we'll probably have more than 100 or 120 people there
wow.
for the lunch. And I did hear that one of the former participants is coming all the way from Mississippi to be part of it. So it's going to be great.
Excellent.
Exciting.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by today, Jody.
Busy day, ladies. And thank you for having me.
Thank you.